All right. Welcome to another one of our Mr. Lake Geneva contestant interviews. We have Chad Markovich here. Good morning, Chad.
Hi. Good morning, Nancy.
So tell us just the basics about you, your name, where you work, and tell us about your charity.
Sure. My name is Chad Markovich, and I'm competing for Mr. Lake Geneva. I work out at Lake Lawn Resort in Delavan, Wisconsin.
What do you do there?
I am executive director of operations. So whatever happens
all
that day,
it.
Yeah, golf, housekeeping, front office, security, whatever happens.
Nice, nice. What's your charity?
My charity is Open Arms Free Medical Clinic in Elkhorn.
What made you pick that?
I got involved two years ago when I started working at Lake Lawn. We did a charity event for them. Thought they had a really great mission, got to know some of the people, and eventually my wife started volunteering and is now the pharmacy manager.
Awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, they have grown unbelievably since they started. I mean, and I know they've moved a couple times, and it's been a pleasure to watch somebody like that grow to serve the community. That's awesome. All right, so you have a couple questions, just like the other contestants. The first question is, why did you agree to be a Mr. Lake Geneva contestant?
So last year, I was the coach of one of the pageant contestants, Luke Pfeiffer. And so that got me involved in the pageant. And the next thing I knew, I had been nominated by a couple different people. And
let me guess, Luke Pfeiffer.
Luke Pfeiffer was definitely one of them. So
Luke is from Maxwell Mansion, by the way. That's why that name sounds familiar to everybody. And so that's awesome. That's awesome. So is he kind of coaching you?
So he is my coach this year. Yep.
And you agreed, I'm going to have to assume, knowing you, you agreed because of the benefit to your charity.
That is just a huge thing for me. I'm able to support my charity in not only raising funds, but awareness. And one of the coolest things that's happened during our fundraisers is we actually hopefully got a couple volunteers out of it.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. Well, everybody needs volunteers.
Yes.
It's incredible how much work all of our charitable organizations around Walworth County do for everyone, but yet it does take an army to get all that work done. And so that's very nice. That's a nice kind of side award of having those extra volunteers besides raising the money. So you've been through several, months at this point of practices and rehearsals and all those kinds of things. We're ticking the time down this week to the actual pageant. As you have observed your competition, who do you think is your biggest competition in the pageant?
Oh, my biggest competition in the pageant this year. Matt Steinbrink and Skip, they're raising tons of money and doing such a fantastic job. And everybody has some really great charities. Chef Abel in a bathing suit is just going to be nuts. And I know I can't top that. But I really think my biggest competition is going to be Tom Giannovi.
Oh, yeah?
I mean,
Tom's going to be the biggest competition, huh?
He's had some unique fundraisers. He's had some great support. And at one point, I do get to hold his hand. And it is the softest hand I've ever felt in my life. So, I mean, on those merits alone, I think he could be the dark horse.
He very well could be. You know, speaking of soft hands, he did carry neon pink handcuffs most of the time when he was enforcing the law officially and not just training people to enforce the law. So, I can see where the pink handcuffs and the soft hands and don't tell him I said any of this because I have to deal with him every Sunday.
I won't, as long as you don't see me sneaking into his dressing room to find out what moisturizer he uses.
I will not. Chad Markovich, everybody. This is one of your Mr. Lake Geneva pageant contestants. If you want to help Chad raise more money, just find the Mr. Lake Geneva pageant on Facebook. And there's all the information you need to donate or get tickets for Saturday night's pageant. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And they've already raised a ton of money for all their charities. And that's going to continue into this weekend. Are you excited?
I'm so excited. Thank you.
Are you
so
excited
much
for June 2nd?
Yes, June 2nd is going to be amazing.
I mean, I don't think any of us are going to be able to get up in the morning. So it'll be June 2nd afternoon by the time we all get back around. But it's going to be a great, great weekend. Chad, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And good luck in the pageant.
Thank you.